This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Fighting for the offensive rebound. She has it for South Carolina. Up top it goes to Fulwiley. Over to Pau Pau. Right wing. Three ball. Up and in. And South Carolina is taking the lead. 47-46. Pau Pau's got nine.
Three triples for Pau Pau. The second best three-point shooter by percentage in the nation.
13 seconds to go. Shot clock is off. Raven Johnson took it away from Caitlin Clark. Driving down the left side. Scoops it up and in.
This is After Hours with Amy Lawrence.
That's the voice of Ryan Radke on the Westwood One NCAA Radio Network. On Twitter, A-Law Radio, also on our Facebook page, we're asking for your solar eclipse story, your viewing plans, if you will. We've got our glasses at least this time. 7 years ago, well, Jay and I didn't know each other 7 years ago, but also we didn't have glasses. Or did you have them 7 years ago?
I didn't have them.
No. Keep these. You might need them in 2044.
I'll put them in a very safe spot.
Or 2079, because there's something else coming in each of those 2 years. I just saw this post on our Facebook page. Someone has tried to guilt me into canceling my class. It's my prerogative as a professor to cancel class. We only have four classes. I'm not canceling. I get paid to teach four classes. If they don't show up, they don't show up. How is that my fault?
How would you cancel class? It's going to be dark out for 4 minutes of the day. I don't know.
Could you imagine if I just told my director, hey, you know what? We only have four classes for this entire one credit course. I'm just going to cancel one. Hope you don't mind. Can you pay me the same, Pete, please? I'm going to take three trips instead of four, and the students are just on their own.
We'll make up that whole day.
It's my prerogative. I don't have that kind of power to cancel my class. I just work there.
That'd be an aggressive move.
Seriously, could you imagine? Go enjoy the party, the solar eclipse party. No class. It's our first one, but we're not going to have it. Oh, dear. There's not a whole lot of class still in Caitlin Clark's future. The draft for the WNBA is 1 week from today. And how about this? She'll start playing in the WNBA in just over a month. So she goes from Final Four to WNBA in games for which she gets paid. Though, of course, with NIL now, she gets paid. But that's not a whole lot of time to think about not just this season, which was one of the most epic in the history of the sport. I don't know that I can remember one more compelling and entertaining, certainly not one that got more attention. She doesn't have much time to process.
It's certainly been a special year, and to be honest, like, after last year, I was kind of like, well, how do we top doing what we did last year? And somehow, some way, every single person in our locker room believed, and to be honest, this year was probably more special than last year.
Though they both end the same way. And yet I love that she can find the silver lining. I love that she can think big picture. And the fact that, yes, her Iowa career has come to an end, but these experiences, wow, no one will ever take those away.
It is sad that this is all over and this is the last time I'm going to put on an Iowa jersey. So I think just reflecting back and, you know, soaking in everything that I was able to do, because basically anybody other than me and Coach Bluder never thought this was possible. You know, I know what's next is soon, but at the same time, like, I'm not blind to the fact that I need to enjoy this. I need to soak this in and enjoy these last few moments with my teammates, because these are some of my best friends. They'll be my best friends for the rest of my life, and that's what matters to me the most.
When she came in as a freshman and she said, we're going to the Final Four, and a lot of people laughed at her and maybe even laughed at her for coming to Iowa, quite honestly. But she believed, we believed, and she got everybody else in that locker room to believe. And that is not an easy thing to do.
I love the relationship between Lisa and Caitlin. Hope that we can have one or both of them on the show again. But it takes a special relationship like this to be the foundation of what they just accomplished. And make no mistake, it's bigger than Caitlin Clark. It's bigger than Iowa. It's bigger than this one season. Now, does the sport need to build and capitalize and take advantage of this thrust into the spotlight, this explosion in popularity? Absolutely. But there's a lot of momentum there, and so there's plenty to work with.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
It's being nationally televised. I mean, we've played on Fox, NBC, CBS, ESPN. I mean, you just go down the list and we've been on every national television channel. And I think that's been one of the biggest things that has helped us. And I think no matter what sport it is, give them the same opportunities, believe in them the same, invest in them the same, and things are really going to thrive.
Now, I did see some journalists, members of the media, push back on this idea that TV networks, radio shows need to talk more about women's sports for them to grow and expand in popularity and profile. So I saw a few people respond to that to say, it's not my job to promote women's sports. And I agree with that. It's not. The job of a sports talk radio host, for the most part, while we may drive conversation, we're reacting to what fans are talking about. We're reacting to the stories that fans are buzzing about. And so it was easy this season, because Caitlin had headlines like nobody's business. And that's, again, why Dawn Staley thanked her. There are still some really incredible players that will remain in college basketball, including Paige Beckers. So I hope that the fans, so we react to what you all are talking about. I hope the fans will continue to support the sport and recognize how many other talented athletes still remain despite Caitlin Clark's departure. But I did ask Ann Myers Drysdale, the Hall of Famer, at the end of last week. Why now? We've had some incredible women's players. It's not like Caitlin Clark's the only young woman who could ever shoot the ball the way she does. And yet, it was the perfect storm. So will it continue? That's the question. It is neat, though, to think about sold-out crowds, even to the point where they had a stadium, 55,000 tickets sold for an exhibition game, and how Iowa was a part of that.
Seeing little...
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Girls and little boys look up to us, want our autograph, enjoy watching women's basketball. That is just something so cool and so special. And, you know, I idolized Iowa women's basketball, but it wasn't like it is now.
That's senior Kate Martin, who played such a vital role, along with Gabby Marshall, along with Caitlin Clark. They were a true team. And I've been so impressed as someone who played multiple sports when I was growing up and then played at the college level basketball. There seemed to be no jealousy, no envy. There seemed to be none of her teammates wanting the spotlight or resisting her in the spotlight. Nah, proud of her. She was thrilled to play with them. And I asked Lisa Bluder about that when I spoke to her, and she said, Caitlin's just a great teammate. Sure, she's in the spotlight and she's carrying the load, but she relies on her teammates and she understands how important they are to what we're doing, which I think is fantastic. And that, of course, is partly because of the coaching staff. And so after the solar eclipse, the North American solar eclipse, the total eclipse of the heart. I mean, these glasses even have the date on them. Jay, these are collector's items. These are going to be worth something at some point, and you gave them to me for $3.25 for my birthday. So thank you. But the solar eclipse is grabbing all of the attention. I'm glad the women's game is done and it was yesterday as opposed to after the eclipse or in the wake of the eclipse, because right now no one's really buzzing about the men's championship. It's the solar eclipse and John Calipari is going to Arkansas. Not something I ever thought I would say. So on Twitter, A-Law Radio, our Facebook page too, thanks for all the birthday wishes and also the kind words about my Grammy Helen, because it was her birthday. Would have been 102 for Grammy Helen on Saturday. I just saw a few more of your tweets. This one's great. Greg says, hi, Amy, driving from Concord, New Hampshire. Hey, that's my hometown. Live for your die, baby. Driving from Concord, New Hampshire to St. Johnsbury, Vermont to get into the path of totality. We've got our snacks, sun chips, sun kissed, Capri Sun, and moon pies. And a playlist with Here Comes the Sun and Total Eclipse of the Heart, of course. You know what? I love it. You get all into it. I hope it's a great experience. We'll talk to you tonight from Syracuse. It's After Hours on CBS Sports Radio. Boom!
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela is the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.